this out here. Oh. It's just, and why wouldn't we do this in the studio?
I'm having a hard time seeing you.
Why am I wearing gloves? Like, that you're wearing warm gloves and I'm wearing these latex or whatever gloves. That spill on I-25, the sulfuric acid spill, was a perfect opportunity for teachers around the Denver metro area to talk to kids about sulfuric acid, especially those chemistry teachers. Mm-hmm. So I brought you some sulfuric acid to be able to show you some of the properties. Now, concentrated sulfuric acid is 18 molar. And
What does that mean?
It indicates the strength.
Okay.
And by itself, chemists, believe it or not, consider it a pretty weak acid. It's only when it gets around water that it gets to be pretty dangerous. And that's what the danger was on I-25. Is it being around any water. So watch this. I'll show you a kind of a classic science demonstration. This is powdered sugar. So I have powdered sugar in the beaker, and so that's all I'm using here is powdered sugar. But powdered sugar has a water molecule associated with it, 11 of them, in fact.
Okay.
So here's our sulfuric acid. So you got your gloves or your glasses on and so
on.
Forth. So I'm going to pour the sulfuric acid inside like this, and now mix it around, and you can start to see the reaction almost instantaneously. And then all of a sudden you'll see it turn very black very fast, and then it'll be like a s'more. So here, kind of watch the reaction there. So you see how it starts to turn this way?
Oh, and it stinks.
Yeah, oh, there is that. So there's our fumes coming off, and you'll actually see it start to decompose. And so as it starts to come up and decompose,
holy
take a look at this.
Wow.
Is that just amazing?
Wow.
So you start to see that moisture coming off. Kind of like when you're at 4th of July, you know, and you've got one of those things. Honestly, you're done having kids, aren't you? So so the fumes are pretty, yeah,
Steve,
exactly.
Appreciate
so
that.
Look at what it did. It dehydrated it. So literally all we have left is carbon. Isn't that an amazing thing? So we worry about that.
What was the danger with this and cars then?
Well, if it gets on the car, it's very, very corrosive once it comes in contact with water. So they use it. I mean, it's the most used industrial chemical. There's more sulfuric acid made than any other industrial chemical. The other thing that they're concerned about is what it mixes with. And so it wouldn't have mixed with this particular material here, but the first responders are always worried about what another chemical might touch. So this, for example, is sugar, so regular table sugar, and a strong oxidizer. They're kind of like the heads of a match, you know, the white part of the match. And so I have that there. It's called potassium chloride. Here's the power of just a single drop of sulfuric acid. So I'm just going to use one little drop of sulfuric acid. Watch this. As it gets close here, here's the one drop of sulfuric acid.
Whoa,
you start to see it take off. Just amazing.
One drop.
And so that would trigger another reaction. And so that's not because of the sulfuric acid, other than that sulfuric acid was just the catalyst for that.
Right.
Why didn't you let me do that at your wedding? I think both of those demos would have been fabulous for the guests.
I don't think my wedding planner would have really
I'm telling you,
that,
see,
Steve.
But you could have just touched it and the just like that.
Yeah.
This is sulfuric acid. It's something that we have a tremendous amount of respect for, but what a great opportunity. Horrible that the accident happened, but a great opportunity for us as teachers to be able to share some real world things with students.
Well, thank you so much, Steve. This has been really interesting.
Yeah. It smells like s'mores, doesn't it?
It really does not smell great out here.